Torture worldwide.
These, he waved his hand, are the incubators. And opening an insulated door, he showed them racks upon racks of numbered test tubes. The week's supply of ova, kept, he explained, at blood heat, whereas the male gametes, and here he opened another door, they have to be kept at 35 instead of 37. Full blood heat sterilizes. Rams wrapped in thermogene beget no lambs. Still leaning against the incubators, he gave them, while the pencils scurried illegibly across the pages, a brief description of the modern fertilizing process. Spoke first, of course, of its surgical introduction. The operation undergone voluntarily for the good of society, not to mention the fact that it carries a bonus amounting to 6 months' salary, continued with some account of the technique for preserving the excised ovary alive and actively developing, he insisted, and how, after 10 minutes, the container was lifted out of the liquor and its contents re-examined. How, if any of the eggs remained unfertilized, it was again immersed, and, if necessary, yet again, how the fertilized ova went back to the incubators, where the alphas and betas remained until definitely bottled, while the gammas, deltas, and epsilons were brought out again, after only 36 hours, to undergo Bokanovsky's process. Bokanovsky's process, repeated the director, and the students underlined the words in their little notebooks. One egg, one embryo, one adult. Normality. But a Bokanovskified egg would bud. Will proliferate, will divide. From 8 to 96 buds, and every bud will grow into a perfectly formed embryo, and every embryo into a full-sized adult, making 96 human beings grow where only one grew before. Progress.